First, for America's coal miners, black lung disease has always been a danger. But recently, doctors in coal country started reporting that the disease was on the rise and getting more deadly. That brought our next guest to Appalachia to investigate what was going on and why regulators weren't doing more to stop it. His reporting is the basis for a new special from Frontline and NPR called Coal's Deadly Dust. It's premiering tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Wisconsin Public Television and on Milwaukee Public TV. Howard Berkus is a correspondent for NPR's Investigations Unit. He spent 6 years reporting on black lung disease and the coal industry. Howard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start off by giving us an idea of what black lung disease does to a person?
Black lung in general basically defeats the purpose of the lungs to breathe. It causes fibrotic tissue to form in the lungs, and that fibrotic tissue turns the lung into if you look at a diseased lung, it can look like a burnt paper bag, or one miner I talked to described it as a lump of coal on his X-ray. That's what it looks like. And our reporting focuses on the advanced stage of black lung disease, progressive massive fibrosis, and that has a more serious effect on the lungs, ultimately making it difficult to breathe and difficult to live.
To help people really appreciate what kind of a death this is, one of the doctors that you interviewed said that it's like suffocating over a long period of time, and that image and the emotion that goes along with that really struck me.
You know, if you get to view the film tomorrow night on Frontline, you'll see two miners who are suffering from this disease. They wear oxygen constantly. Even the simplest things in their lives are difficult to do, picking up a grandchild, mowing the lawn, trying to go up the driveway to the mailbox, let alone, you know, work. I mean, these guys can't work anymore. And these were miners, coal miners, who were pretty robust folks and did a really hard job and loved doing it. But this just saps the life out of them. It saps the breath out of them, literally. And that pulmonologist you referred to, he describes it as suffocating while alive.
Now, I think for many people, black lung disease sounds like something from the distant past. But as we said in the introduction, it's actually getting more common today and more deadly. What has the trend been like over the last couple decades?
Yeah, so after the passage of a landmark mine safety legislation in 1969, the occurrence of black lung disease and the advanced stage progressive massive fibrosis dropped precipitously, and it stayed that way for a couple of decades. And then in the early 1990s, that trend reversed for both basic black lung and for progressive massive fibrosis, to the point where we're at today, where the advanced stage of disease, there are bigger clusters of that disease than have ever been reported in the past, and epidemiologists are now referring to it as an epidemic. NPR and Frontline have been surveying black lung clinics across the country, and in Appalachia alone, we found over 2,300 cases since 2010 of this advanced stage of disease, and that's just unheard of. And the reason that it's happening is that there was a change in mining in the last 30 years in Appalachia, in which the big coal seams are gone, they were mined out, and the seams that are left are thinner seams. Those seams are embedded in rock. In order to get the coal out, you have to cut the rock as well, and that rock contains quartz, and when you cut quartz, you're creating particles of silica dust. And it's this silica dust that is especially toxic. It's 20 times more toxic than coal dust alone. And that's what explains what's going on right now in terms of disease.
So that was a change in how the industry was extracting coal. Were there protections put into place to keep up with those new hazards?
No. There were efforts to change the regulations that apply to to coal mine dust in general in coal mines. And in fact, during the Obama administration, there was major reforms on coal mine dust regulations. But what was left out of that and what hasn't happened in the last 40 years is anything that addresses silica dust specifically. Basically, the regulatory system that is set up indirectly regulates for silica, but doesn't do it directly. And going back to 1974, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has recommended a limit on silica exposure that's twice as tough as the limit that exists now and that has existed for the last 40 years. So regulators did not change the regulations along with the change that was going on in mining.
We're talking with Howard Berkus right now. He's a correspondent for NPR's Investigations Unit. Tomorrow evening, there's a new special from Frontline and NPR called Coal's Deadly Dust. It's premiering at 9 p.m. tomorrow on Wisconsin Public Television and Milwaukee Public TV. And Howard, so it's no secret that the silica dust poses this much greater, much more deadly risk to miners. Why has there not been the will to regulate it and to make industry address the issue?
You know, that's one of the most important points of this whole investigation is that everything that's happening today is not a surprise at all, and none of it's surprising or new. None of it's the amount of disease is new, but the effects of silica dust on coal miners, that's not new at all. And the threat was known at least 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, when the Mine Safety and Health Administration was recognizing increases in disease and groups of miners getting advanced lung disease, connecting that to silica dust exposure in mining. They actually sent out warnings to the mining industry about it, but nothing changed on the regulatory front. And so why is that? There certainly was resistance from the mining industry to tougher regulations. The agency was distracted, at least during the Clinton administration, because there were attempts to dismantle it, to disband that agency, and to weaken, essentially, the regulations for coal mines. So it didn't get done then. It didn't get done in the Republican administration of George W. Bush. And then in the Barack Obama administration, the Mine Safety Agency, as I said, came through with major reforms on coal dust in general, but not on silica dust in particular. And it's not clear why that didn't happen. The head of the agency at the time, you know, says, well, we thought we could take care of it by fixing the larger coal mine dust problem. But that defies what's been known about silica dust and the exposure that was taking place and the disease that results for decades. And, of course, in the current administration, there currently is no plan in the current administration to address silica directly.
Well, and with the current administration, candidate Trump and now President Trump talked a lot about bringing coal back and really shoring up the industry. Does that make you worried that there will be even more miners who might be at risk?
Well, the rhetoric about restoring the industry is based on the idea that if you just improve the regulatory environment, somehow that will bring coal back. But what's happening with coal is more economic than regulatory. They're price of natural gas is so competitive that coal can't compete. And unless, you know, that changes, coal's not going to come back in any significant way. But as for the concern about existing miners and future miners, despite the fact that there's been such a huge downturn in coal and thousands of jobs gone and hundreds of mines closed, there are still more than 1,000 coal mines operating today across the country and 50,000 miners working. So no matter what happens in terms of the industry, what the president does or tries to do, there still will be miners mining coal for some time to come, and they deserve to come home from work every night, you know, safe and whole and alive. The other thing I should mention is that coal for power plants is only one market for coal. The other one is coal for making steel. And that market ebbs and flows depending upon the demand. And it has been strong at various times in the last couple of years. And when you read about new coal mines opening up or old mines reopening, it's largely because those mines are producing metallurgical coal. And so there could be a market in metallurgical coal that will, again, keep miners working for many years to come.
And Howard, it will take a long time for us to know whether the 2014 regulations are improving matters. The miners that you've been talking to who have black lung were working in the 80s and 90s primarily, and the damage is done. How do they feel about the industry in the wake of all this and being faced with their own mortality?
Well, some of them were working. Many of them were working in the 2000s, and there are a few of them who we spoke to who are still working. So there's a mix of the notion of who do they blame. Some of them blame themselves for knowing that they were doing dangerous work and they did it anyway. But also these miners, some of them wore dust masks, which are not required, by the way, but they're required to be offered, but they're not required to be worn. And many of them complained that those masks didn't work, that they clogged up, that they let dust leak through. Many of them blame mining companies who they say cheated on dust sampling, on the regulatory process. They blame regulators for not doing enough to protect them. Some are very matter of fact and sort of saying, well, if you're gonna cut coal, you're gonna create the dust that's gonna cause black lung disease. So there's a mix of kind of reactions, but mostly they face horrible deaths, and they know that they face horrible deaths. And they're just hoping to have enough time left to, with grandkids and kids, and to see sort of, you know, monumental events in their lives, like grandchildren born.
And we'll have to leave it there. Howard Berkus, thank you so much for joining us. Howard Berkus is a correspondent for NPR's Investigations Unit. His reporting is the basis for the Frontline special Coal's Deadly Dust. You can see that tomorrow at 9 p.m. on Wisconsin Public Television and Milwaukee Public TV. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.